Today, we have the Transportation Director, Gib Nyswander, joins us. Gib, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're not too bad. We are up. The green light means go, so I know that makes your life a little bit easier. And I was joking earlier in the program, if we remember back to this time last year, didn't we have, a foot of snow or so on the ground and some rough beginnings to the second semester?
Yes, we did. And it was so bad, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, there we go. So we're not going to talk about that anymore. But we did get off to not a slow start, but a concerning start because the temperature was so cold. Talk about the process that you have to go through with the Transportation Department on what determines whether you're going to be on a delay, whether you're going to be on a day that's canceled altogether. Talk about how transportation is so inherently important to that decision-making process.
Well, our day typically begins around 3 to 4 a.m. Now, if we have predicted severe weather, obviously we begin to communicate with other school districts around and with each other within the corporation probably the day before, the afternoon before. But we communicate with other school districts to see how conditions are in their area and what they think will be happening in their school district. And then, of course, we monitor forecasts constantly. We watch 2, 3, 4 different forecasts and try to get an idea of what, we might expect, although, as everyone knows, doesn't always play out exactly as forecast. So, therefore, on the morning of possible bad poor conditions, then we get out and drive the roads, usually around 4 a.m., and drive roads in different parts of the county to get an accurate gauge of what road conditions are.
How many folks do you have out doing that? Because we know how large the county is. Do you have somebody responsible for a quarter of that or a quadrant, or how does that work?
Yeah, quadrants. We have 3 people who drive the roads, typically, obviously, south, west, and north. And, of course, RBB takes up a portion of the county.
Right.
And but we do communicate with them as well. And so then we all put our information together and then make a decision, a collective decision, essentially. However, the superintendent makes the final decision on what it will be. And as we all know, she's done an excellent job in making good decisions in difficult situations.
Gib Nyswander is our guest. He's the transportation director of the MCCSC. And we've seen, it seems like from the casual observer, when you get 6 to 8 inches of snow, it's not too hard to figure out what's going to happen. But the tough part is when you deal with air temperature and wind chill, what range do you get into before you say, geez, this is going to be, is it an equipment issue or is it more of a safety issue with the children at the bus stop?
Well, it's first and foremost, of course, is a safety issue. We have a large number of students who go to what we call a group stop. In other words, they walk some distance from home and board the bus at a central location, and that's always an issue. We have about 60% who ride from group stop and about 40% who ride from home. The home stop, of course, is much less worrisome because they are at home. They walk down the driveway or sidewalk or whatever and board the bus. So that is taken into consideration as well as our equipment. We always, if it's below 15 degrees, then we always start our buses at 4:30 a.m. because we have buses leaving at 5:15. So we want to ensure that we have a sufficient number of buses running to cover all the routes. We have 120 routes, and so obviously we have to have that many buses operating or we would definitely have problems. So we start early in the event there'd be something unexpected and we'd have to take that into consideration in the decision-making process. But the equipment's very important.
Got to get them up and got to get them get them running. That's right.
Right. Yeah.
And how much does the wind chill play a part in that? Is it more of an air temperature or is it more of the wind? I know you're not a meteorologist, but you've seen enough of these to know. If it's just a cold night, but if it's a cold and windy night, which one's worse?
Well, obviously wind chill plays a factor with the safety of the students. Now, ambient temperature is the primary concern with starting buses, and of course, all of our buses are equipped with diesel engines, and you have to take extra care to ensure the diesel engine will operate when in extreme cold. So that's another aspect of the job here, is constantly monitoring our fuel. And, of course, we have the buses are all equipped with engine block heaters, and we ensure those are working and operating.
Yeah, because you don't have them all in a garage lined up somewhere. We know that. They are they're out in the elements, so that's part of the deal everywhere. No one's going to build a garage that big, are they?
That's right.
We have a way to fix this problem, but we don't. Now, you talk about all the routes you have, and you talk about all the miles you have to cover in parts of the county. Do you have enough drivers? I know we've talked over the last couple of years of needing drivers. We've seen the signs and the banners posted down there by the MCCSC corporate offices and around town as well. How's your staffing going?
It's pretty good. We are still hiring. We have a maintenance hiring going on constantly because of the turnover with personnel. We have a lot of people who stay here 25, 30 years. And so, for instance, in December, we did have two staff members retire with near 30 years experience. So we're constantly hiring on a maintenance level to keep fully staffed. And, of course, we hire also part-time people, or people who we just call in when we need them. So,
folks think you just do a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon, and that's it, right? That's not the case.
That is not the case. We are picking up and dropping off students, either home, school, or classes, every hour of the day. So we have actually 13 midday routes and a number of what we call shuttles, where we are transporting students from one location to another. We have an outstanding special needs program, accelerated learning programs, vocational school, and so all of those together, a growing preschool, so all of those together, we transport students constantly. So we're on the road. Actually, our first bus leaves around 5:15 a.m. from the lot, and our last one rolls back in the evening around 6 p.m. So it's an
all
day.
Yeah, and we joked off the air that that's if there aren't any sporting events going on or any extracurricular activities where you need buses for that as well.
That's true. We have we use typically between 1,400 and 1,500 trips, we call them. They're split between activity, athletic trips, and extracurricular trips. So about between 1,400 and 1,500 per school year. And those typically are in the evening or weekends, although we do have a number of them that run in midday
right.
as well.
And again, folks, if you're interested in looking for a position, you can just go to the MCCSC website, and you should be able to find everything you want at mccsc.edu. Hey, we know you're a busy guy. We appreciate your time this morning. Since we can't put a tarp over the city, let's hope that this winter is a little bit friendlier than last winter. How about that?
Yes, it has been so far.
So fingers crossed, toes crossed, and everything
That's
else
right.
crossed. Hey, Gib, thanks for the time. We'll get caught up with you a little bit later in the semester, maybe when the weather's a little bit nicer, and see what's going on down there at the Transportation Center.
Very good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Gib. Appreciate it. Gib Nicewander. It's always good to check in with him. That's a busy operation down there. And, again, it's just not 7 to 9. Let's get the kids there and get them home and put your feet up all day. This is very, very busy. It's cool to go behind the scenes with Gib and to see what it takes to get everybody out on the streets when it's freezing cold or it's snowing or everything else. And we appreciate his time on that.